I think it's difficult to play on a road anywhere in this league. I really do. I think winning on a road is very tough, no matter what, where it is. You know, I really do, and especially this time of the year. So we have to be very focused, very detailed, and, you know, we're going to have to play a really good football game to win.
And welcome back inside NRG Stadium to Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. Mark, we watched Rewind. We listened to John Harris. Well, let's wrap this up and put that Patriot game.
Do we have to? Do we still have to talk about
briefly,
that game?
Briefly.
I'm so over that game. And I'll tell you why, Patty. Because the Texans did not play their formula of football. 2015 Texans football is punt the ball deep when you don't move it on offense. Make the opponent play in the long field. Take your chances there. And try to matriculate the ball down the field with the running game. Hit some big pass plays along the way. Against the Patriots, they allowed Tom Brady to play on a short field. Touchdown drives of 52, 41, and 7 yards. The defense actually did some good things, but they really couldn't play their game because the Patriots had short fields, and it was doom.
Well, nice use of the word matriculate, by the way, but let's put it behind us. But the thing we can't really put behind us because it will carry forward, and that was the loss of Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, that was too bad. I mean, Brian Hoyer, fifth career concussion, second this year in the protocol. Let's hope that he mends up and he's going to be okay. So you go with T.J. Yates, who's been in this situation before, came off the bench against the Bengals, won the football game, played well against the New York Jets as well, and he actually started a game in Indy. We all know about it, 2011. They didn't win that one, but at least it's sort of a familiar territory to him, and he's also from Indianapolis originally.
Yeah, and I had a chance to talk to him about all that and more this week.
4th and 3 at the 34 of the Patriots. Hoyer shotgun, trips right, wide side of the field. Brian gets the snap. Here's the rush. Brian's got to hurry. Brian looking. Brian in trouble, and he's going to go down again. Hoyer sacked by Hicks, and Brian is shaken up.
So as you're watching this game against New England, and you see Brian Hoyer just taking a beating, and by that fifth sack, when he goes down, you can see he's kind of torqued. What's going through your mind throughout the game?
First of all, just feeling for him. You know, you never want to see another quarterback get banged up like that, but you know, when I saw him go down and kind of stay down that last time, I knew your mind just turns on. You immediately go find the football and start throwing and getting yourself mentally prepared to go into the game.
So obviously that's your job. That's why you were brought here, is to be ready. And I know you're going to tell me, no, nothing is different. I prepared the same. I mean, that's kind of what you're going to say. But now kind of knowing that, you know, the importance of this game heading to Indianapolis, that it's kind of going to be on your shoulders. What is different about this week since you've been here?
I think it's just I know more of the offense. I know more of the process that goes on, you know, the operation at the line of scrimmage. I feel a lot more comfortable under center, you know, just handling the offense as a whole as far as getting us in and out of good plays and setting our protections to the right side. And, you know, everything just, you know, you get more a month and a half into the offense, you just feel more comfortable. So going out there to practice today was a lot better, a lot easier, a lot more smooth as far as, you know, the last time I started.
Well, and the last time, you know, you kind of took it in stride back then. Now, okay, it's behind us. You don't have to sugarcoat anything. How difficult was that to come in after just being here for a week or whatever it was and kind of do what you had to do?
It was difficult, I'm not going to lie. But, you know, when you have a guy like me in those situations, whether it was coming into Cincinnati or starting that next game, you really got to rely on your teammates. And, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. I said one of the times I go into the huddle, I got to ask a guy what he's got just to make sure and, you know, make sure I'm on the same page with him. And, you know, when your teammates are playing better around you, that's what helps that situation, helps guys like me come in and be comfortable and be able to get a win because defense is playing great. The offensive guys are going to catch balls for you. The running game was good. So, you know, coming in, it was pretty tough. A lot of studying. I mean, it was nonstop studying the whole time, but, you know, it was a good outcome.
Let's talk about this Sunday going to Indianapolis. And let's go back to your rookie year. You went to Indianapolis. I believe that was the first loss you had in your career was there. What's different, I guess, now? Is there a different comfortability at this point? And why is it so tough, seemingly, for this team to win in Indianapolis?
I don't know why it's so tough. You know, for a lot of the years, you know, Peyton was at the helm up there, so it's going to be tough to beat a guy like that up there. And then, you know, these past couple of years just been struggling to get it done. You know, we've had chances to win up there almost every year, but it's just those 8 to 10 plays a game that you got to make, that you need them to go your way, because if they don't, the other team's usually going to be victorious, and it's a tough place to play. It's eerily quiet when they're on offense, but then they can get loud once you're on offense and, you know, it gets come to be third down. So, you know, we just got to go up there and execute, you know, do our thing, play within ourselves, not try to do too much or make too much out of the situation, because everybody knows the situation going up there. But, you know, we just got to forget about it and go play ball.
Well, the situation really, as it pertains to this game itself, both teams kind of banged up. But this really is going to probably determine really how the season goes. I mean, it's not going to, no one's going to sugarcoat that or not to kind of take it for what it's worth. But just the mentality of the team and you knowing how important this game is heading in.
We're going in this game like it's a playoff game. It's going to be a playoff atmosphere. We know how much is on the line. So do they. So, you know, we're expecting their best on the other side. And you know, we're not expecting that same team we've seen on film the past couple weeks. We're expecting their best, and we know it's going to be a dogfight going on there because there's so much on the line.
Yates with the biggest game of the season on his shoulders, but I think he's up for it. Again, from Indianapolis, he once participated in a punt, pass, and kick competition in the RCA Dome.
All right, well, let's talk about this matchup, and you've been almost giddy all week long
because
I know we're talking about our quarterbacks, but you're just giddy because Andrew Luck won't be suiting up.
Yeah, I like Andrew Luck a lot on the bench. And Matt Hasselbeck likely to start for the Indianapolis Colts. Look, it doesn't matter who's starting for them. The Texans have to play their game, like we said. Hasselbeck beat the Texans last time. He's actually played pretty well for the Colts, so it's not like a celebration is in order. But your chances are better with Hasselbeck playing than Luck. That's pretty obvious. But so much on the line here, Patty. I mean, this is it. You play a game, and if you win it, you are, dare I say, likely to win the division, have to win one of two. And I know the way tiebreakers work out could get interesting. But with the Colts situation, they know that they've got to win. The Texans know they've got to win. It's winner take almost all.
All right, we'll finish talking about the Colt matchup in just a little bit, but we have to take a time out here on the show. Don't go away. When we come back, we'll see what your Houston Texans are doing out in the community. Stay with us.